Fresno's metropolitan area has experienced massive sprawl development over farmland for decades. The Southeast Development Area Plan is known as CEDA and has run into vehement opposition from many local residents. It calls for covering 9,000 acres of a rural landscape with thousands of homes and commercial development. The Fresno Planning Commission approved the plan at a recent meeting despite dozens of residents voicing their opposition. Al Cedarquist summed up the problems many people have about the development plan.
We Cedar residents want to protect our farmland, maintain our rural lifestyle, and we're facing the potential cost of over $100,000 to hook up to city water and sewer. How would you like that? The city residents here want Fresno to focus on fixing the problems within the city boundaries. Adding 9,000 acres creates more problems and stretches the budget thin.
Cedarquist said the project is not needed since the city already has room for more housing and commerce.
CEDA provides 44,000 housing units by 2050. The recently approved West Area Specific Plan supports future development of up to 55,000 housing units and 60 million square feet of non-residential building.
Cedarquist was also critical of the planning assumptions contained in the development proposal.
CEDA is risky. There's a risk that the population estimates used for CEDA are wildly wrong. The 2024 California Department of Finance population statistics indicate CEDA growth estimates are overstated by a factor of 8. Have you reviewed a risk analysis for CEDA if the state is right and the city's 2050 projection is wrong by 400,000 people?
David Ramming lives and farms in the Southeast area. He warned that the region would be changed forever.
One of the major faults of CEDA plan is that it results in a loss of over 6,000 acres of prime farmland, some of the most productive farmland in the world. This plan will take away the livelihood of many small family farmers and eliminate jobs connected with agriculture. Once the farmland is covered in housing, it will never be brought into production again.
Dee Barnes worked for the Fresno Police Department. She said that developer fees would not cover the basic city services in the developed area.
What the developer fees are not going to cover is the additional cost of the police officers, cars, and gasoline, and the driving, and the fire department, and the streetlights, and the sidewalks, and the streets. Count the number of vacant lots, empty, boarded up buildings. Look at the shopping centers, that there's nothing there. The stores that are closing. We need to fix Fresno. We need to fix the infill. We cannot afford to keep expanding.
Danny Varkan was one of two people attending in favor of the project. His family owns land in the CEDA area, and he said the project would improve Fresno.
This is probably the best plan that Fresno's ever developed. I think it could be really a benefit to the whole city and a draw for people from other parts of the state to move to Fresno. And it's only 12 minutes from downtown. So I think there's more benefits by far than costs. And the fears of some people are probably overblown.
Patience Milrod is a local attorney representing the Central Labor Council. She questioned the financial transparency of the CEDA plan.
Where is the fiscal impact analysis? You are asking us to believe a whole lot of stuff that is by no means clear from any of the material that has been generated so far, including the financing options report, which shows that this is not a sustainable project. So where is the fiscal impact report that would give us some idea of what the real numbers actually are?
The CEDA plan is estimated to cost somewhere in the range of $3 to $4 billion. That will have to be financed with bond measures. Matthew Gendian is a Fresno State University sociology professor. He focused on the winners and losers, saying the sprawl development would come at the expense of current city residents.
Private development doesn't just happen. It follows public investment that provides infrastructure to allow that development to be feasible. Just because land speculators purchase land in this particular Southeast development area doesn't mean that our city needs to cater to them and invest millions of public dollars to extend city infrastructure and services so these developers can cash in on those land bets they made 8 years ago or 20 years ago.
Planning Commissioner David Kreiner voted against the CETA project. He shares many of the concerns that opponents have to the project.
My vote is not against growth. It's for responsible, sustainable, and equitable growth. So because of the many questions, the uncertainties, and for me, I believe that there should be a plan that represents all of Fresno, not just a certain side of town.
The CETA proposal will come before the Fresno City Council on December 4th. Opponents vow to keep fighting the plan, including the possibility of a ballot measure that would outlaw growth beyond the city limits. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.